Wagoner's Walk. On Wednesday morning, Claire Nash made an important telephone call.
Right, Dr. Broomfield. That's this Friday at 2:30. Well, not at all. It's very nice of you to fit her in. Do you want to see Tony at the same time? No. Oh, whatever you say. No, she's not with her aunt. Hello, who is it?
Me.
Ross. Oh, I'm so sorry, Doctor. On Friday, then. Yes, goodbye. I thought you were Sonia.
Charming.
Well, what were you creeping about for? Why didn't you just come downstairs?
It's a bit awkward when somebody's on the phone. It's all the mystery, anyway.
There isn't. I was simply making an appointment for Sonia, and I wanted to tell her about it, instead of her just overhearing.
Mm. She's going to have some sort of treatment.
Not exactly. Only, she's never really been quite herself since the baby was born.
Yeah, I did wonder.
She hasn't been bothering you again, has she?
No. But it's bothered me exactly.
You're used to girls throwing themselves at you, I suppose.
What? No.
Anyway, I'm sure you can handle it.
Oh, I don't know about that.
By the way, you said something about sharing the flat the other day.
Oh, yeah, well, that's off.
Bill isn't going to have the other bedroom.
I told you. It's off.
Claire?
Oh, so am I.
Hello, handsome. Not going, are you?
Yeah, it's the restaurant. I've got to get off to work. Bye.
Honestly, anyone would think he was scared of me the way he goes on.
Well, you do throw yourself at him a bit, Sonia. You don't mean it, I know.
Who says I don't?
Oh, only a bit of fun.
There's nothing the matter with me. Tony got me a bit upset last night.
Did he?
But I'm all right now.
Oh. As a matter of fact, Sonia, I've been thinking
you want me to go and see Dr. Broomfield again.
Yes. But just to keep him in the picture. You could tell him what you're doing, huh? That you aren't with Aunt Connie anymore. That sort of thing. You haven't been to see him for quite a while.
No. And I'm not going back either.
Oh, but... Well, I'm sorry, Sonia. I rather took it into my own hands. I've made an appointment for you for Friday.
Well, you just have to cancel it again, then, won't you?
Sonia,
it's not a flipping doctor I want. It's a solicitor. Maybe you can fix that.
Yes, of course I'll organize it.
But not our firm, darling. It would look rather funny.
Don't worry. I'll have a word with Hamilton. He can probably recommend somebody.
You won't want to do that, will he?
Well, in the circumstances... He'll realize it's a rather delicate situation. Leave it to me.
All right, darling. I'm sorry to bother you, especially on a Wednesday, but Sonia's got me really rattled at the moment.
Yeah, I gather that. Can't see why, though.
And she's so calm about everything. Almost as though she didn't listen to what anyone said to her. She's one step ahead of me all the time. And she refuses to go to see Dr. Broomfield.
Well, it doesn't sound as though she needs him now. Yeah, she's asking for a solicitor. She's obviously seen sense. Idiot.
Who is? What's the matter, Rob?
Oh, nothing.
Everything seems to be going quite well. We're full again. Every day this week.
Yeah. Have you seen the sweets trolley, by the way? Got another new one.
Don't try to change the subject. What are you muttering about? Oh, Sophie.
She will chat up the customers.
There's no harm in that, is there?
It holds up service.
Oh, come on. Sophie's one of our assets. Especially at lunchtime. I think that's a pretty waitress to pull in all those tired businessmen. They like it.
I know. Just that there are limits, you know.
I don't think Sophie's very likely to exceed them, do you? Oh. Well, I see what you mean, though.
Meringue shanty's off, isn't it?
Yes, Wendy. Though the menu should have been altered.
Mine wasn't.
Oh, I'll go and check. Excuse me, Lynn.
Perhaps I'd better have a little word.
I don't know what you're talking about, Lynn.
Oh, come on now, Sophie. I'm all for being pleasant, but I thought you were going over the top a bit today.
Well, how?
Well, you did spend a very long time with tables 1 and 5.
Yes, but they're the two biggest tables, and they had a lot of different orders.
I know that. But you still spent a lot more time at the tables than was strictly warranted. And once or twice, I could hear your voice all over the restaurant.
Right. Well, I know what to do then. In future, I shall just take the orders, and apart from that, I won't open my mouth.
No need to go to the other extreme. That's being silly.
But I can't win either way, can I?
Sophie, I know you're upset about things at the
moment.
What's
that got to do with it? I mean, why do we have to drag my private life into this?
All right, then, we won't. We'll talk exclusively about your public one.
Right.
Up to now, you've always handled the customers extremely well. You're pleasant and efficient and just the right amount of charm.
And it's the charm that puts the tip.
I dare say. You could even put our takings up, too. But there is a line to be drawn.
Oh, yes?
Yes. And I think you know what I mean.
Do you mean you think I've been giving them the glad eye?
I didn't say that.
Oh, no, but that's what you were suggesting. Well, I can't help it if they like to kid themselves they fancy me, can I? I mean, I wouldn't be seen dead with any of them. It is strictly business. Now, will that be all?
All right, Sophie.
Thank you. And if I had to come down to one of that lot, I'd stick my head in a gas oven.
Cheeky little so-and-so.
I can understand her, actually.
Oh, can you?
Yes. It's sheer bravado, all that flirting around. Because she's so unhappy.
I don't care if she's as miserable as sin. She doesn't answer you back like that. Perhaps I better talk to her.
No, Matt.
All right, all right. I'll get on with your sons then.
Not Sophie that needs a talking to anyway, as much as somebody else.
Oh, we're not back on the Bill vendetta, are we?
It's not a vendetta, Matt. I think he's behaved badly, that's all.
I know. You keep telling me.
It's just not like him. He used to be such a kind, considerate person.
All right, tell me something. How do you break off an affair considerately?
Well, he didn't need to drop her like a hot cake.
Better over quickly. He was just being cruel to be kind.
Maybe. I don't see why he had to drop her anyway.
Well, go on, ask him then.
It all seemed to be going so well. And it was very good for both of them.
Mrs. Pryor.
Yes.
Why don't you mind your own business, huh?
Unless you get on with your beastly sums. All right.
Aye.
What are you doing accounts for now, anyway?
Yeah, I'm not. Not exactly. I was trying to price a new line.
Oh?
Well, it is not going to work.
What is it?
Huh? Oh, continental meals. All the different nationalities, you know. I mean, there's plenty of frozen pasta dishes on the market already.
Yes, and Indian and Chinese.
Yes, yes, but I'm talking about European. I thought we could have done the whole range. Complete meals with trimmings. Spanish, Portuguese, Greek, Swedish, the lot.
Why not?
Too expensive. We never see a return.
Oh. Bill has changed, you know.
Oh, not again.
Well, he has.
All right, then. He's changed. And flaming well for the better. He doesn't just lie down under everything anymore. Andy's coming up with ideas. He's on the ball.
Yes,
came up with the second-hand freezer van, didn't he? Thought he was. I'm supposed to be the ideas man around here. Yeah, but I do like a bit of competition. So, I'll have to look to my laurels, that's all. All I want is one good idea. A brainwave. Earplugs.
Earplugs?
Yours?
What would I want with earplugs, mate?
Well, I don't know, but they were lying on the floor by your desk, that's all. Or your old desk. I thought you'd drop them in transit.
Not guilty. You can come and look at the new one, though.
Oh. Very smart.
Just finished moving everything through.
Ah, that's why you're so late.
Not that late, is it? Oh, my God. 7 o'clock. Peter'd be going mad.
It's working out okay, is it, Liz, the job?
At the moment, yes.
It's quite a pill. Woman's page editor and 4 small children.
Oh, don't worry. I've got the bit between my feet. Ambition's reared its ugly head again.
That's the effect a new office has, isn't it?
I'm afraid so. Not that I hadn't been doing half Diana's work for quite a while. But in here, I really know I'm the woman's page editor. Power has gone to my head. Incidentally, I suppose those really are earplugs.
Well, have a look.
No wrapping. I mean, I had a thought.
What then?
Well, while I was moving in here, Debbie was taking over my desk. We've been shifting things all day. I thought she might have dropped them.
Well, what would Debbie want with earplugs?
Search me.
Oh, belt up, can't you?
Shut up, Mr. Pryor! Shut up, I tell That's right, smother it. Oh, not again. You shut up too! What's going on in there? Some of us are trying to get some rest.
What? Oh, Rob. Hang on.
Sorry to interrupt.
That's all right. Not a crisis, is it?
No, no.
Well, I just wondered at this hour in the evening.
Well, it's as good a time as any. I want to collect some stuff from the freezer plant, the vegetables for tomorrow. Okay.
Better ask Bill. That's his department.
If I'd wanted to ask Bill, I'd have come over in the morning when he's working over there.
He's only up the stairs in his room. Well, in Alexis's room.
I'm asking you.
Poor old William.
What's that supposed to mean?
Don't tell me you're on Sophie's side as well.
I don't take sides, not over that sort of thing.
No?
No. I feel sorry for the girl, naturally. But she's asked for it, the way she muscled in on his holiday without being asked.
Spoken like a man. Why have you got it in for him, then?
I don't know what you mean.
Well, you call around when he won't be over in the plant. You don't want to ask him, you ask me. You've got something against him.
Wrong way round. It's him that doesn't take to me.
Eh? Ah, rubbish. What gave you that idea?
It's pretty obvious. I offered him a share of my flat, 2 bedrooms and everything. And he offered to share 1 room with Alexis, who I happen to know drives him up the wall a lot of the time. So what does that mean I do?
Wait a minute. You're forgetting something.
What?
Where your flat happens to be.
Wagoner's Walk, number 1.
And who lives there?
Mike Nash, Joanna, Claire.
Ah.
Claire?
Exactly. Between you and me, Ah, William had a bit of a thing there.
What, for Claire Nash?
Yeah.
Where?
No, what? Nothing in it, of course, but Bill's still carrying the torch, I reckon.
I'd no idea.
Well, why should you have? Hey, and see you keep it to yourself.
Oh, I will. Well, it's rather a relief in a way.
What?
Well, that's the reason he doesn't want to move in with me. I thought it might be something personal.
You can say that again.
No, I'm
going to get your hands off me. Oh, my God. Let go of me. Oh, no. That's the flaming limit. You heard what she said. Don't do that. Lay off her. My God, I'll tell him.
You lay another finger on her. I'm coming. You open this door. Open this door or I'll call the police. I'll...